For any little kid, once they are tucked in bed, what would you say is the number one thing they are afraid of at night? A monster under the bed. I have memories of being afraid that there was something under my bed, and I would be paralyzed with fear. Vivid young imaginations create creatures of all sorts that somehow live forever in the space between the floor and the bottom of the mattress. My youngest had had a really bad dream that brought her downstairs one night, and as she shared the details, it included something coming out from under her bed. In the moment, it's a very real fear. I walked her back to bed, assured her nothing is in the dark that isn't in the light, and I turned the light on so we could see that the only thing under her bed was random stuffed animals, lost socks, and toys. We prayed, and I reminded her she is never alone. And then I tried to add a little humor by saying, hey, if you do see a monster in your closet or under your bed, just ask them to clean it out if they're going to be in there. Do you ever get afraid of what's under the bed? Let me ask it this way. Have you created something in your mind and in your heart that's not really there, and it's keeping you from rest? There's another word for it, worry. The dreaded what if that starts out as a simple thought, and then before you know it, is a full-on hairy-fanged monster that's crawled into your heart and under your bed at night. These worries become bigger than life obstacles, keeping us from peace, keeping us from moving forward in life, in our relationships, and ultimately can become the excuse that keeps us from stepping into God's will and plan. Remember the 12 spies sent to explore the Promised Land? God had led the children of Israel out of Egypt. They had seen God do amazing miracles. They crossed the Red Sea on dry ground, and now their destination was the Promised Land of Canaan. Representatives from each of the 12 tribes were sent to explore and spy out the land. Instead of coming back focusing on the benefits of the land, 10 out of the 12 focused on the obstacles. After all they had seen God do, they come back and report seeing giants. Which, yes, the men of that land were big, but the biggest giant now was the one in their mind that was growing bigger and bigger with every doubt and worry. Numbers 13:30. Then Caleb silenced the people before Moses and said, "We should go up and take possession of the land, for we can certainly do it." Caleb wasn't crippled by fear and worry. You hear it in his words. He didn't see obstacles. He saw opportunities. We can certainly do it. Let's go. The other spy ready to move into God's promise was Joshua, and he reminded them, "The Lord is with us. Do not be afraid of what you've made bigger in your mind. My God is bigger than anything we will face." The children of Israel let their fear become greater than their faith, and as a result, an entire generation missed out on the Promised Land. Don't miss out on the promises of God because you've made some fear or worry so big that it's paralyzing you from moving forward. Turn on the light of truth and remember, God is bigger and He is a way maker, even when it seems like there's no way. That's the truth. When you walk in that truth, you will rest easy and have peace as you move into all God has for you. I'm Lori Klein.